You know, if you consider yourself a fool, certainly I would not want to consider myself a fool, but if we act like a fool, then perhaps we are one. So what are some traits that the Bible says about a fool? The first thing that I kind of ran across in Proverbs is that the fool hates learning, knowledge, and listening. And I think you find that as a common trend, if you look throughout Proverbs, is a fool hates knowledge, listening, and learning. In Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 22, it says, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge." So the question I think we have to ask ourselves from time to time is, do I hate knowledge? Do I hate learning? Do I hate listening? Because if we do hate such things, perhaps we fall into the category of a fool. In Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 14, it says, "The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of the fool feeds on foolishness." Like I said, just a lot of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 9, it says, "Do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words." It says, "Do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words." A fool hates knowledge, listening, and learning. And that's a question I think we have to ask ourselves. Do we have an attitude of learning and knowledge? Do we listen to those that are around us? Number two, I just got a short list and just verses to go along with it, is a fool brings grief to their parents. A fool brings grief to their parents. It says in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 1, it says, "The proverb of Solomon, a wise son, makes a glad father, but a foolish son is a grief of his mother." Now, there's a lot of repetition in Proverbs, and I don't think that's by accident, because one of the ways we learn is through repetition, and there's a very similar idea we find in Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 25. It says, "A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her who bore him." A fool brings grief to their parents. And I think the question is for us, is do we bring grief to our parents, or are we a blessing to our parents? Certainly, when we turn over to the New Testament, we see some ideas that Christians should take care of their parents. They should take care of their family. And perhaps that's something that our culture has slowly walked away from, but certainly it's a Bible idea, is that Christians should be looking at, how can I take care of my family? How can I take care of my parents? But a fool is a grief to their parents. And I do think about that from time to time. Am I a blessing to my parents? Because a fool is not a blessing to their parents. Something to think about, certainly. A fool doesn't guard their tongue. In Proverbs, when it talks about the wise man, it talks about the wise man that guards their tongue, guards their speech, guards what they say, but the fool does not guard their tongue. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 18, it says, "Whoever hides hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool." And whoever spreads slander is a fool. They're not guarding their tongue. A lot of times they're not thinking about perhaps what they're saying. In Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 23, it says, "A prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims foolishness." It gives us this idea that the fool just goes around, not guarding their tongue at all, and just saying all kinds of foolishness. No guarding of the tongue, no caution. And really, when you compare the fool to the wise man in Proverbs, the wise man in Proverbs guards their tongue, thinks about what they're going to say, very thoughtful about what they're going to say, tries to make sure that what they say is positive. And we see that the fool does not guard their tongue and does not think about what they are saying. Do you guard your tongue? Because the fool does not. Another idea we see is the fool trusts self. The fool trusts their self. Well, who would a wise man trust? A wise man would trust God. But a foolish man trusts themselves. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26, it says, "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool." He who trusts in his own heart is a fool. And certainly when God is not in the equation, that leads us to a whole lot of problems. It says, "But whoever walks wisely will be delivered." In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 16, it says, "A wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident." The fool looks to himself, the fool believes in himself, and does not trust in or rely on God at all. But in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 16, when I read that, it reminded me of a story that my dad told me when I was in middle school, and the story was about me. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 16, it says, "A wise man fears and departs from evil." A wise man fears and departs from evil. And my dad told me a story when I was in middle school, and he waited a few years to tell me. But I went to basketball camp pretty religiously every summer, and I was always involved with basketball camp, played a lot of basketball. But when I was in elementary school, they had the youth camp. And, you know, they have the lower rims, and they bring all the youth, and I was a youth. I was in elementary school. And my dad was helping out with that camp, and the high school basketball coach was helping out with that camp. And my dad said, "Is anybody watching the gym?" And the high school basketball coach looked over at my dad, and he said, "Just watch your son." And they just sat in the office. A few minutes later, apparently, little third grade me runs into the office, and I just sit down. And Coach Barnhart says, I need to go check the gym. And my dad said, "Why do you need to go check the gym?" He said, "Your son does not like to be around bad behavior." I was the litmus test for the gymnasium when I was in elementary school. They just sat in the office. This the office was only 5 feet away from the gym. They were just around the corner. But they knew whenever I stepped into the office, something was going on in the gym that shouldn't be going on. They were cutting basketballs and trying to hit lights or something like that. And I didn't want to be around that, so I was just wandering in there. Well, Coach Barnhart, the high school coach at St. Mary's, he started calling me Dudley. Maybe some older people know that. If you're younger, you might have to get it a little updated, but Dudley do write. So Coach Barnhart and the other coaches, they started calling me Dudley. You know, they just started calling me Dudley. I went home and I talked to Dad. I said, "Oh, the coaches are calling me Dudley." I said, "That's not my name." And my dad said, when I was younger, he said, "Don't worry about it. It's a compliment. You just don't worry about it." Well, he told me in middle school, years later, why they called me that. But we think about that. A wise man fears and departs from evil. Sometimes we need to do that. And if a young person can figure that out, certainly, hopefully, as older Christians, we can figure out that there's evil going on and we perhaps don't need to be around it. You know, you think about certain things that the Bible says about fools and things of that nature. You know, the fool handles sin like a sport. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 23, it says, "To do evil is like a sport to a fool. But a man of understanding has wisdom." You know, you think about that. The evil person, well, the fool, evil is like a sport. It's almost like they plan it. It's almost like they lay in wait. It's like a game to do evil. Certainly a fool, evil is a sport to them. You know, a fool brings hardship to life. In Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20, it says, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." Who do you surround yourself with? If you walk with the wise, you'll be wise. If you walk with fools, you'll be fools. Who do you surround yourself with? Because it says the companion of fools will be brought to destruction. You know, you think about that idea. Have you ever thought that the fool can't handle money? The fool can't handle money. In Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 20, it says, "There is desirable treasures and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but the foolish man squanders it." You know, that's an idea. Certainly, we understand that the love of money, repeat, the love of money is the root of all evil. Certainly, money is a tool. It can be used for good. Certainly, it can be used for evil. But it's the love of money that gets people into the trap. But it says that there is desirable treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 20. You know, I don't think it's bad that a Christian manages their house well, manages their finances well, that they are in a good place where they have certain things. It says desirable treasure and oil the wise have. What does the foolish person do? Squanders it. Squanders it. I think the fool does not manage money well. Certainly something to think about. Do we manage money well for the Lord as we're here as stewards? But that means that we could possibly have it. The fool doesn't receive discipline. We see that in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 5. It says, "The fool despises his father's instruction, and he who receives correction is prudent." The fool despises the correction, despises the discipline. That's certainly something that we look at and consider as we go throughout our lives. Now, the one that was read for us this evening by Colby, I really have thought about a long time, and maybe I'm stretching the verse farther than I should, but it's Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 3. It says, "It is honorable for a man to stop striving, since any fool can start a quarrel." I've really thought about that. It says, "It is honorable for a man to stop striving, since any fool can start a quarrel." You know, there's an idea there that anyone can start a fight. It takes someone wise to bring peace. Anyone can start a fight. Anyone can start an argument. I can start an argument right now about what somebody's wearing. I don't really like that. You know, it's easy to start a fight. It's easy to start a quarrel. It's a lot harder to bring peace. But when I thought about that, rightly or wrongly, I don't know if I'm stretching the verse, but when I look at Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 3, what I thought about is complaining. It says, it is honorable for a man to stop striving, since any fool can start a quarrel. All I did was sub in complaining, and it made a whole lot of sense to me. It says, Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 3, that it is honorable for a man to stop complaining, since any fool can start a complaint. I don't know, for some reason that just fit to me, and I might be stretching that verse too far, but it's certainly easy to complain. I can think of a complaint right now, can I not? It's more of a challenge to try to come up with a solution. Just like it's easy to start a fight, it's harder to bring peace. It's easy to complain, it's harder to come up with a solution. And when I read that, I don't know why, but that just kept hitting me in the head. It was like, well, Kyle, do you start fights? Well, sometimes fights are started in a lot of different ways. Perhaps sometimes fights are started by complaining. Anyone can complain. Anyone can start a fight. It takes a wise person to bring peace and solution. You know, the Bible also talks about Proverbs. Like I said, there's so many verses in Proverbs. We're only skimming the surface. But really, a fool will be punished. A fool will be punished. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 29, it says, judgments are prepared for scoffers and beatings for the back of fools. If fools will eventually be punished. And certainly that is an idea that you can find in multiple places in Proverbs. There is so much in Proverbs about a fool. And when we look through those, the question is, as we go down through, do we do the things of a fool? And if we do the things of a fool, certainly we should run away from such things. And certainly we covered a lot this evening in just a short amount of time. The fool hates learning, hates knowledge, hates listening. A fool is a grief to their parents. A fool does not guard their tongue. Certainly think about that. A fool trusts herself and not God. A fool brings harm and hardship. A fool, wickedness is like a sport to them. And we can certainly go on. A fool doesn't receive discipline. A fool will be punished. Certainly, when we look at all these verses, we don't want to be the fool. The psalmist said in Psalm 14 and verse 1, it says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. You know, a fool says in his heart, there is no God. And certainly, there are fools out there that don't listen to the source of wisdom. If we know the source of wisdom, and we don't listen to the source of wisdom, certainly that would make us a fool. And the source of wisdom Proverbs clearly is emphasizing throughout is that God is the source of wisdom. Will you listen to God? Jesus said, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Will you listen? Will you listen? Perhaps you need to become a New Testament Christian this evening. Perhaps you need to pray to the church. We'd love to help you in any way that we can this evening if you come, as we stand, and as we sing.